Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now partly cloudy and 24 degrees. Wichita schools will return to shorter school days and a longer school year this fall after board members unanimously approved a new calendar at Monday's Board of Education meeting.
2 years ago, the district shortened the school year and added 30 minutes to the school day as a cost-cutting measure to help balance the budget. The new calendar will now have 173 school days, which returns the 15 days that were previously missing. Board member Ernestine Crable questioned if recess time for elementary students would be affected by the return to shorter days. School Superintendent Alicia Thompson.
The policy or the recommendations, the procedures that we developed were developed on best practices for students, not because of a calendar. So those will continue to be in place.
Board Vice President Cheryl Logan, who served on the district's calendar committee, said she and the rest of her team were pleased with the proposed change. The first day of classes for Wichita students will be August 15th, and the last day will be on May 23rd, 2019. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Police have arrested a suspect in Wichita's latest homicide case. A man was shot and killed in southeast Wichita Sunday night. Lieutenant Todd Ogile says it happened in the 900 block of South Pine Ridge, where five people were inside a house.
Unknown individuals knocked on the front door. When they went to answer the front door, three to four unknown suspects entered the residence armed with handguns. The 18-year-old victim and one of the suspects got into a physical confrontation when the shots were fired, striking and killing the victim.
The victim died from multiple gunshot wounds. Early Monday morning, police arrested a 17-year-old suspect near Lincoln and Rock Road. He was booked into the juvenile detention facility on multiple charges, including murder, and police are still looking for three other suspects. This is Wichita's fifth homicide case of the year. President Trump unveiled his new $1.5 trillion infrastructure plan at the White House Monday to an audience of state and local officials from around the country. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell was in attendance. Under the president's plan, the federal government would contribute $200 billion, forcing state and local officials to pick up the rest. Critics of the plan say $200 billion is not nearly enough federal help, but Longwell says it's still an improvement.
We're picking up the entire tab now, and so we haven't had a lot of federal support in building out infrastructure.
Congress will need to approve the plan. The White House says lawmakers from both parties will sit down with President Trump to continue the discussion. And the infrastructure plan fulfills a number of campaign goals for President Trump, but relies heavily on state and local governments to produce much of the funding. Kansas 4th District Representative Ron Estes tells KNSS News.
It is a lot of money, and one of the things that he's talking about in order to help pay for that is do a lot of public-private partnerships so that the federal government doesn't have to spend that whole $1.5 trillion. And so looking at things like, maybe having toll roads, toll bridges, things like that, we see a lot more in some states more so than others.
The administration's plan is centered on using $200 billion in federal money to leverage local and state tax dollars to fix America's infrastructure. The Senate is starting to debate a bill to replace the DACA program, and many hope the House will not be far behind.
While the Senate is going first, there is no doubt lawmakers in the House have strong opinions about addressing the difficult issue of immigration. Tennessee Congressman Marshall Blackburn is among those supporting a conservative approach.
I say, find an accommodation for them, but no amnesty. We cannot have individuals get in the queue in front of individuals that have been legally working through this process for years.
California Democrat Congresswoman Ninette Diaz-Barragan says her side blew it last week. On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Frightening moments for the president's daughter-in-law in New York Monday. Fox's Shannon Bream has more.
Vanessa Trump is doing well after she was sent to a Manhattan hospital after opening a letter addressed to her husband that contained a suspicious white substance. Testing by New York City police later found the white powder to be non-hazardous. Donald Trump Jr. expressed his gratitude for his family's safety on Twitter, but added, "Truly disgusting that certain individuals choose to express their opposing views with such disturbing behavior."
The Secret Service is investigating. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And this morning out there in traffic, well, those traffic conditions looking pretty good at this time. So really not much in the way of slowdowns out there at the moment. And, of course, traffic volumes just now starting to pick up. The gasoline price in Wichita appears to be coming down a little bit, too. $2.39 yesterday. I'm seeing $2.38 becoming more and more common. $2.37 21st Street North and 127th East. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're seeing some high clouds move from southwest to northeast across south-central Kansas. Looks like gray weather today for us with temperatures in the upper 40s by noontime, windy and 54 this afternoon. Tonight, some clouds with patchy fog towards morning, our low 40, sunny, windy, and 71 tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 8 miles per hour and 25 degrees. Today is Tuesday, February 13th, 2018. We had a chilly day across Kansas Monday, a high temperature yesterday, 44 degrees. I say a little bit chilly, it felt chilly anyway. Normal high for the date is 47. Authorities say a Nebraska teen was shot in the butt after trying to test a Vietnam-era flak jacket with two friends. The friends decided to test the flak jacket Saturday at a cabin. After the jacket successfully stopped the bullets, the 19-year-old put it on and stuffed a pillow underneath to absorb shock. Another 19-year-old fired a .22 caliber pistol but missed the vest and hit the victim in the buttocks.
See, that was my next question. Was he wearing the jacket on his buttocks?
Guess not. He was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The victim had been drinking, but the shooter had not. Neither man was identified.
Sure, the shooter had not.
How did he shoot him in the butt? Okay. Just, you know, he's drunk, drunk and he didn't aim too good.
Hijinks.
Right? Oh, yeah. The hijinks.
Hijinks in Nebraska.
19-year-old hijinks in Nebraska. A Texas parent has objected to a Civil War-related history assignment in which her 12-year-old daughter was told to draw a picture of herself as a slave. Tanya Jennings of Austin contacted the Leander Independent School District about seventh graders studying slave life in Texas in the 1850s. Students were told to draw a picture of themselves as slaves, color the picture, then write a sentence that describes the surroundings using each of the five senses: smell, hearing, sight, taste, and touch. Jennings, who is black, says there's nothing about slavery that she'd want any child to have to relive. District spokeswoman Corey Ryan says administrators are reviewing the issue. A district statement says the tragic impact of slavery is well documented and relevant to Texas and U.S. history. There you go. You want to know what it's like to be a slave? Just get a job in broadcasting, right? No. And then you describe it. I don't know that I could do that. I mean, I could probably draw a picture of myself as a slave, but I'm not sure I could describe my surroundings in terms of touch and smell. Could you, Ted? You'd have to have some really creative imagination. Sounds like an interesting challenge or assignment, but again, this black woman didn't think she wanted her kid portraying herself as a slave.
Maybe, there's a lot of historical places you can visit. Maybe a field trip would be a more applicable.
Might be a good idea. Not get too creative with this whole deal.
Yeah.
All right. If you were listening to our news this morning, you heard that the Wichita School Board has readjusted its calendar back to shorter days and a longer school year. Two years ago, they adjusted it to try to save some money on school time, and now they're going back to the future. I guess that's the way you would say it. Shorter days and a longer school year. Starting school in mid-August now.
Whew. Oof.
Why was it that we didn't start school till after Labor Day when I was a kid?
Yeah, when did that go away? It was before my lifetime.
Well, I think the legislature decided a few years ago that they needed a minimum number of days.
Right.
For kids to be in school, for them to, so they could, you know.
And that number is legally set.
Yeah, and I suppose it's a good idea, but on the other hand, if 190 days is what they want, why don't they go down to 170 and just teach a little faster?
But see, now you've built in all these weather days and in-service days, and
yeah.
That did not used to be the case.
Uh-uh.
Did teachers have in-service days when you were in?
I don't think so.
I
don't recall. They called that going to college and getting an education,
yeah,
and knowing what the heck they were doing. And I would think most teachers know what they're doing. Most teachers, you can sit down. There are teachers listening right now, Steve and Ted. And they're saying, wait a minute. You know, they're qualified. The good ones have their plan. They've got their lesson plan. They've gone to the bank and got money so they can take care of all the supplies they have to buy for the kids, you know. I mean, it's a challenge to be a teacher, but the good ones know what they're doing.
Then again, Steve, when you were in school, they were teaching, you know, four elements as opposed to the over 100 and some that we have
You're
now.
You're saying they hadn't discovered the other ones?
Curriculum was a little different back then.
It was probably, but I doubt if it was the basics were much different than they are now.
Yeah. Well, we'd like to think so.
You know, you sit in a class. I'll tell you what, you could sit me in a geometry class. You could sit me in an algebra class, okay? You could sit me there all day, 8 hours solid, drill it home, and I'd probably still not get it, okay? It'd be a waste of time.
Well, that's on you. That's not on the
that's
teacher.
Me. That's me. No, that's not the teacher. That's me. And I don't think, I guess we need to understand there are some kids who are a little slow and can't be taught certain things. But anyway, I don't know. Longer school. And in the old, I don't know how they do it now, but in our day, the teachers usually had some sort of a summer job so they could make ends meet. The coaches usually ran a swimming pool somewhere or something like that. I don't know what the other teachers did. I know that one of the teachers at West, I think it was Mr. Estel. I saw him. I would see him at the hamburger place, Calvin's, down there at Harry and Seneca.
Yeah.
In the summertime. That's what he did in the summertime. He flipped burgers. He didn't mind. It's great to see him in the summer. Hey, how you doing this summer? And that was a great place to have a hamburger as well. Then anyway, shorter days, longer school year. Come
of course, we used to have a time when professional athletes also worked in the off season,
right,
to supplement their incomes.
Yeah, many of them, especially your early days.
Their salaries have grown.
Players. Yeah, those pro
teachers have
players.
Not.
They're right, right. All right, celebrating teachers today is what today is, the day after the school board meeting. Hey, hope all you teachers are up and going, got your day planned, you're all ready to take care of our wonderful, lovely young American children.
Another day of learning.
Another day of furthering their education and their knowledge, filling their heads with timely, relevant information. Maybe you should just take your kids and let them listen to Steve and Ted all morning.
I know some that do.
A great education, I guess. 6:18, Steve and Ted. It's time for Lead Off Sports with Ted Woodward and basketball.
Wow, that was insightful.
I know. I mean, I don't know what's going on in sports. That's why we have you here. To tell me, and to tell our listeners.
We do have hoops tonight.
Yeah, see, I got it.
See, yeah. 13th ranked Kansas is on the road tonight, going up to Ames to take on Iowa State. Kansas right now is in second place in the Big 12. Iowa State is in last place in the Big 12. Although, the Cyclones have won their last four conference home games, and they've beaten three ranked teams in the last 3 weeks, and yet they're still at the bottom of a very deep Big 12 conference. KU is a 6.5-point favorite going into this one tonight. Jayhawks, of course, coming off a weekend loss. Here's Kansas head coach Bill Self.
We just don't have enough margin for error to have, you know, three or four guys really be into it and turned up and emotionally and physically ready, and then maybe have one or two that maybe isn't at their best. So there's just not the margin of error. So we have to be pretty good as a unit each and every night.
Jayhawks have lost two of their last three on the road. See how they go tonight. Live pregame coverage of KU and Iowa State begins at 5:30 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock tonight. And that is live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. KU beat the Cyclones by 5 points last month in Lawrence. Tonight is the rematch in Ames. The new college basketball rankings coming out yesterday in the AP Top 25 and the coaches poll. Kansas dropping three spots in both polls, down to number 13 in the nation. And Wichita State moved up three spots in both polls. The Shockers now number 18 in the coaches' poll, number 19 in the Associated Press. Hockey action tonight on the road for the Wichita Thunder. They're in Cincinnati taking on the Cyclones at 6:30 tonight. Thunder trying to snap a five-game losing skid. Thunder right now in fourth place in the Mountain Division. A little baseball obituary for you. A former National League Rookie of the Year with the St. Louis Cardinals, Wally Moon, has passed away at the age of 87. Started his career with the Cardinals in the 1950s and then got a couple of World Series rings with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I was going to say, I remember him as a Dodger.
In the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
But this is a guy that was pretty talented. One year he led the National League in on-base percentage. Another year he led the National League in triples. And for a couple of years, he was one of the best outfielders in the National League. Even won a gold glove. So
I think he was a left-handed hitter.
Pretty well-rounded guy.
If I recall. Maybe former, a left-handed hitter?
Former Rookie of the Year, Wally Moon, has passed away at the age of 87.
How about that?
And a happy birthday today to Wichita State's women's basketball coach, Keitha Adams. She is 51 today. I was out at the Keitha Adams radio show last night on KNSS.
Is it okay for you to,
J's.
Is it okay for you to mention how old she is? I guess she probably doesn't mind.
It's not like it's a secret.
Oh.
You find it 50 million places on the internet.
Okay, fine. I'm trying to be tactful. Anyway, that's not old.
I don't think she's denying.
That's not old compared to me.
The day she was born.
Yeah,
happy birthday to Keitha Adams as she celebrates a birthday today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, 6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He's going to fill us in on a controversy involving the Catholic Church, gay rights, a teacher in Miami. It's all coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.